Hello, this is Eric Lee from Labor Start, and in this week's podcast, I'm very happy to invite as our guest the Secretary of the Australian Council of Trade Unions, Sally McManus. Sally, welcome to the show.
Good day, Eric. It's really great to be here.
It's great to have you. Sally, I'm going to start by asking you about what sounds remarkable to me, something called the Closing Loopholes Bill, which I gather the trade unions have been fairly enthusiastic about. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, our government in Australia is a Labor government, which is sort of like the Democrats, but the unions are connected to it. They've passed laws that essentially give workers stronger rights, and not just one or two stronger rights, a lot of stronger rights. So more rights to stop employers turning jobs which were permanent, reliable jobs into what we would call casual jobs or zero-hour jobs or contract jobs. So a real emphasis on permanent work. And secondly, giving workers stronger powers when they're negotiating wages. So a greater power to be able to get better outcomes for working people. Alongside that, there's a whole lot of individual rights that we've won for people. So 10 days paid leave if you are a victim of domestic or family violence. So the evidence is it takes a lot of days to be able to leave an abusive relationship. So that, and also the right to disconnect. So this idea is the right of workers not to answer their phones or to monitor them after hours for mental health reasons.
Those are amazing things. I mean, it also includes the right of unions to visit the workplaces, right?
Yeah, it strengthens this right. Mind you, we would like it to be stronger. So at the moment in Australia, there's some restrictions on that in terms of notice and the ability of unions to be able to talk to workers when you get to workplaces. This is really about stopping what we would call wage theft, which is where workers have been underpaid, and we've had a big problem with that in Australia. And there's a whole suite of rights that strengthen rights there and also make it actually a criminal offence for employers to steal workers' wages.
As it should be. How do we get your Labour Party to talk to our Labour Party here in Britain?
Well, I think they probably do
They
talk.
probably do.
I think the first thing would be is actually the two trade union movements. None of this happens without organised workers and without a trade union movement that's committed and focused on doing what's necessary to turn around inequality in our country.
Is and has this bill actually passed now, or is only part of it passed? What's going
Sure
on?
has. There was actually three bills. So our Labor government's been in power less than 2 years, and they've passed it in three lots because it's fairly substantial changes. And that the last one went through just a couple of weeks ago.
Well, congratulations on that, Sally. There's a quote of yours that keeps popping up. If anybody Googles your name, something that you said once. I'm going to read it to you. You'll be familiar with this. Apparently you once said, "I believe in the rule of law, where the law is fair and the law is right, but when it's unjust, I don't think there's a problem with breaking it." Do you believe that? Do you still believe that?
Absolutely. I absolutely believe it. I believed it on the day I said it. I believed it before I said it, and I believe it today. So that was actually my very first day as the leader of our trade union movement. I was doing, the opening interviews you do and this live interview, and I got asked that question and I answered it just straight and honestly, and it caused a big furor here in Australia. But I just actually see it as pretty uncontroversial. It's part of any strong democracy where there's laws, and in this case, I was talking to ones in Australia, which put a lot of limitations and fined people for going on strike. And we do believe that they're unjust and unfair, and don't have a problem if workers go on strike, despite the fact the laws might say that that it's unlawful.
I agree with you completely, and it's absolutely true what you said. And whenever we refer to illegal strikes, we put the word "illegal" in double quotation marks. There's no
Yeah,
such
that's what I do too. Yeah,
thing as an illegal strike. Sally, you're—I was actually surprised to this. You are actually the first woman to be the Secretary of the Australian Council of Trade Unions, and your president is also a woman, Michelle O'Neill. So, how are things with women in the trade union movement? I'm sure they're not perfect, but it seems to have improved quite a bit.
Well, we've got majority of union members in Australia are women, so it's now I think 54%. So that's the case. So it should be that that the leaders are women. Yes, so the ACTU, who I head up, which is our peak council, and there's only one peak council in Australia. I was the first woman, and that was 7 years ago, and that's after 90 years. So a long time coming. Our executive, which is our decision-making body, like my committee of management, is half women, and that's according to the rules of our organisation. I'll have to say, I've been a union official for 30 years this year, so I've seen an enormous change over that period of time. It's partly to do with the feminising of our membership. It's also to do with feisty, feminists within the union movement who just kept pushing and pushing and weren't going to stop until we saw equality.
Well done in that. So overall, are you optimistic about the future of the Australian labour movement?
Yeah, I am optimistic. We still have only 15% of people in unions in Australia. We've got a big problem in terms of it's basically in the US what you would call an open shop everywhere. So we bargain for people and they don't have to be union members anywhere. And so that's obviously very hard. If any company had to produce a product and just give it away for free and say, oh, you can, volunteer to pay or not pay, they'd go broke. But despite that, 15% of Australians remain union members. But we're also very active. So we're an active trade union movement there. When we need to get out in the streets, we do. And we're very united. So I feel like there's a platform that my generation of union leaders has wanted to build, and that's really rebuilding and advancing from the neoliberal time we've had for the last, 30 to 20 years, which has been the same, of course, in the US and the UK. And during that time, a lot of rights got taken off workers, and that led to, of course, lower wages, job insecurity, and more inequality. And so we see our job as rebuilding that platform, so the generation after us is going to be able to take it forward. And so, yeah, I'm really optimistic.
And are unions in fact growing?
Well, I don't know. I know that some of our unions are that we have our official statistics come out every 2 years. Some of our unions I know are growing substantially. They're ones mainly in sort of in Australia, our growth areas, which is in places like human services, so aged care, childcare, community care, healthcare in general. All of those unions are growing very strongly. We still have had a smashed manufacturing sector in Australia, and that's really affected a lot of things. The current government, Labor government's committed to rebuilding that sector, and that will also be a key part of being able to build, good, secure union jobs into the future.
Well, Sally, this all sounds great. We've had a number of fairly depressing interviews with trade unions that are embattled or being attacked all the time. It sounds like you're actually on the right foot and facing a bright future. So, thank you very much for that. It's great seeing you again, and good luck with closing loopholes and everything else that you guys are achieving.
Cheers, Eric. It's great to chat with you, and I love your work.